wasn't concerned what many to do. Okay.
All right.
I don't know which ones we did, which we didn't do. Yo, that we did for sure. Okay. Shin Yud Zayin. Afghan Soilis. Two more, and then we'll start. Shara B'tochen. One of the benefits of B'tochen is. Someone who's b'tach b'Hashem doesn't have agmas nefesh. However you translate that. You know, mi inyone mischoroi. Stress, daiger, worry, you know, chorot, caught up, tied up. Kagon imu lo yoichelim ko eschoroi soi. He can't sell his goods. He went and he bought like a machsan full of jugs or something, you know, and then he comes out and goes, what did I do with them? No, it's necessarily can't sell. He's not eating himself up. Or somebody owes him money and he can't get the money back from the guy. And he's also not stressed out by the fact that he's got some sort of sickness. Because he knows, you see the level we're talking about, okay? If you're fantasizing that you're holding anywhere here, yeah, get it clear. We know we're near you. We have a few steps to take till we get to you. He's not mitzvah because he has some kind of life-threatening disease. The law doesn't change his demeanor whatsoever. Understand? We're far away from it. Or somebody owes him a lot of money, he's not paying him back, and he's completely tranquil about it. And not because he's got lots of money. No, because he has b'tochen in Hashem. You understand, we're not quite there yet. And if you are, the question is, why are you still sitting here listening to me? Or aren't you out there making money? Okay. So how does he do this? How do you do this? Hashem's choosing and making sure that everything that's happened to him is only for the good. Even more than he would have taken care of his own needs. To Hashem, my soul keeps quiet because all my hope is in Hashem because he's taking care of everything and it's all good. So what are we lacking in order to be on this level where he has no agmas nefesh for business, he can't sell his goods, he's not getting his loans paid back, he's ill, rachmana litzlan. Why is this person who's b'tach in Hashem, he's not mitztayer? Because he knows there's Hashem in the world. What's lacking is the knowledge that Hashem's taking care of everything. That's where the work in a way in B'tochen is. Okay, we're in the Hagdama still. We're in the Psicha. Let's not get carried away. But that's what he said. That's one of the benefits. If you'll decide to buy B'tochen, one of the benefits is that. And finally, that's the positive. The other one was a tsumeira. This is noise toif. Before we said he's not egging, he's not worried, he's not eating himself up. Yeah, we're saying even higher. He's sameach with all of these things. Negativo, even if it's against his natural tendencies. Because he trusts that Hashem is only doing what's good for him in everything. Like a merciful mother does for her baby. She bathes him, she changes him, she wraps him up. Whatever that is. What is David HaMelech's relationship to Hashem in this area. My relationship with Hashem is like I'm a little baby in my mother's arms. Little baby in his mother's arms doesn't have any worries. There's two stages. There's gomol alai imoy. That's when you're a baby and you trust and have focal betochen in your mother that she's taking care of you. Then you go through a middle stage and then you come to the end where it's not kgomol alai imoy, it's gomol alai imoy. Hashem becomes the gomol alai imoy. You took the trust that you had in your mother and you transferred that and translated that into the trust you have in Hashem. Oh, beautiful. Stage two is you build yourself. Yeah. But yeah, listen here to what's going on. If you go straight from gomol alai imoy to kgomol alai imoy, without you in the middle, you're just a big baby, that's all. The middle stage is where you build yourself and then you take that self you've built and you put Teach in Hashem. You were a baby and you just lay like a baby, taking care of mother's taking care of everything, and mother's going to be in the company. You have no worries because your mom's taking care of you. And now you just transfer that into Hashem. Where are you in the picture? Nowhere. I'm nobody. I just have somebody taking care of all my needs all the time, and I'm not really here in the picture at all. You speak to psychologists, they'll tell you that most problems that people have relate to one of those three stages that weren't developed properly. In that, as a baby, he couldn't trust his mother properly. The mother was neurotic, or there was whatever other problems going on. Or stage two, he never got the opportunity to build himself and develop himself into who he is. That's usually where you'll find the issues. But you're up to stage one, two, and three. But there has to be me that's Botach in Hashem, not just Botach in Hashem, because, well, I'm Botach in Hashem, but I don't exist. Not only that, you'll never be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Ishtadlis properly either. You'll just go from being a lazy baby to a lazy adult. It's all dependent baby to a dependent adult. We don't want a dependent adult. Well, we do, ultimately, but we want an adult first before we can get dependent on Hashem. Anyway, that's another discussion. I'm just pointing out that's what he's talking about here. Kegomul alai inafshi. David HaMelech says, ma betochen in Hashem, ma trust in Hashem, is because it's like you trust your mother. There are no worries. Where are you? I'm in my mother's arms. Where are you going? Wherever my mother goes. You can travel halfway around the world. My mother. Okay, let's set up the curriculum. If we can now choose if we're going to actually push forward next month. Here comes the curriculum, the course outline. South Africans like course outlines. We don't just learn. We know exactly where we're going and vote. A very specific schedule. Okay. Here's the course outline. He says it's so nicely. And since we have clarified, the benefits of Betochen Elokim, that came into my mind. And there's many, many more. So just a sampling of the benefits. And all the pleasantries that come from them. Whether it applies to your becoming Shalom and in your Torah and Avodas Hashem, whether it's about acquiring Simcha in this world. We will now, over the span of the next few months, discuss seven things. Aleph, Mahu HaBetochen. What is the definition of Betochen? Beis, Mahe Magoyrim Shebiglolem Hayomokem LeBetochen Ala Bruim. Second of all, what are the things that cause, as a result of these things, this place to have Betochen on something? Whatever that is. What are the requirements that you need in order before you can have Betochen in something? Gimel Bier HaHagdomesh Shebiglolem Chayvan HaBetoch Velokim. The clarification of the Agdomas, that as a result of them, person is obligated to have trust in Hashem. And at the same time, we will discuss, here it is, the obligation that is incumbent on a person to be involved in some kind of means in order to mefanes via those means, what we call ishtadlis.
What
You might have thought that the tochen is always good. No, we'll see, there's things that you have to have betochen in that's very praiseworthy. And there's things that you have betochen in that's very ugly, that's very despicable. It's not a nice thing. We'll clarify what things you're not allowed to have betochen in Hashem. You'll have betochen in Hashem in certain areas. Strange, but true. You can understand where that is. In your realm of Bechiri, you're not allowed to have betochen. An Ani knocks on a door and he's hungry. So you take out your Shara Betochen and you learn Shara Betochen with him and you send him off with Betochen. You're not allowed to have Betochen when you have a chiv to feed the person. You feed the person. That's not a time for Betochen. Well, Hashem will feed him. What's the problem? I have to feed him? Hashem will feed him. But that's not a time. That's a good time to become an apikoiris if you want. That's a kosher apikoiris. Don't believe in God now. Feed the man. Okay. We'll see, there's many areas. He's going to go through it at length. Fifth, ma'alu ahevdel b'ena his'akkus b'em tzoi panosu shen adam b'batech b'elokim l'b'ena his'kassus b'em tzoi panosu shen adam sh'eini b'batech b'elokim. That's a fascinating subject. What is the difference between a person? He's talking about panosu. It applies everywhere, you'll see. Who's dealing with, he's making shtadlis, and he has betochen in Hashem. To someone who's making shtadlis and he doesn't have betochen in Hashem. What are the differences? How does that look? Fascinating. Avoidus atzmi. There's a lot of work to do there. The person who has betochen goes off to work, and the person that doesn't have betochen goes off work. Has betochen, he goes to the doctor. The person who doesn't have betochen goes to the doctor. What is the difference? How do you look in those scenarios? Fascinating discussion. That's number five. Number six. We will go through the reasons why you're obligated to look down upon, in a translation, those people who believe or think that first you have to be oisek for a long time in your taivas in the oilam. You get involved and you fulfill all your taivas, yeah? And then afterwards you serve Hashem. Words, first they'll get what they want in this world, and then they'll start taking Hashem into account. There are people like that. We also have a little bit of ignorance. You'll see, we'll get there. These are a group of people that are called Leikhe HaMashkel. They take a mortgage from Hashem, a mashkel. HaReitzim Lekachat Mashkel Me'aboyer Yifnei Shem Mitchilos Avadoyso. They want some kind of guarantees from Hashem before they start serving him. We'll see when we get there. And finally, we will discuss what are the things that cause a person to lose his betochen? And other random things that are relevant to betochen. At the end, we'll discuss in brief the 10 different divisions of betochen. So you see, there's a big, big, big syllabus to cover here, and you have to decide whether you want to do it or not. Any laws? Any more ba'ad? Any opportunity I have to learn Shara Betochen, I'm only too happy. You have to see whether you want to go down this journey. But I'm telling you now, I'm not learning Shara Betochen like a Rashbo. That's how you have to learn it. You have to learn like a proper Rish on every word. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be analyzing and going into all the psukim, because that's a whole limit on its own. You need somebody much, much bigger than that knows how to do that. We're going to try and do like we always do. We're trying to find ourselves in all of this, our levels, where it's relevant to us. The ideal, yeah, good. Well, the work in this is to find yourself in all of this. That's going to be the work. So if you're up to that, let's start. It's worth learning Shara Betochen just for what we're going to do now. We don't do anything else. It's Kedar just to have opened the Sefer, bought the Sefer just for this paragraph. Okay. So we're going to start.
Yeah.
Perek Aleph. Don't forget what we've done up to now. The 10 advantages you have over the alchemist. What is an alchemist today? And the few benefits that we mentioned, just a few that came into his mind that Betochen will give you. Mahus habetochen. We're not talking about the benefits of betochen anymore. We're talking about what is betochen. You're very confused here very quickly. Mahus habetochen, the essence of betochen, not this is a benefit of someone who has betochen. The essence of betochen is menuchas hanefesh shel bala betochen. That's the whole story of betochen. When we go through the shara betochen, we go through any say betochen, this is what you're looking for. The menuchas hanefesh shel bal habetochen. That's what betochen is. It's not a benefit. You have betochen, therefore you have menuchas hanefesh. That's true. But what is betochen? It's the menuchas hanefesh you have. Exactly. I'll give you an example. 1 second. Whoa, 1 second. That's the definition. I'll give you an example. You have a young child who needs to cross the road. And he's very anxious. Because this is Israel, and the roads are dangerous. But he has to get across the road because he's late for cheder. And if he gets late to cheder, oh, is he going to get it? So he's anxious. He's uptight. Yeah? And he can't get across the road because of the road. And then suddenly his father walks up, takes him by the hand. How does he feel then? Yeah. That's betochen. That feeling that he feels. He feels now safe. He feels, I mean, good hands. The anxiousness that he had because he knows he's going to get across the road. His father's standing next to him. He now feels calm. That's betochen. That feeling of feeling safe and secure.
That the objective is that the
that's the essence of betochen. That's what betochen is. You want to be Baal betochen? That's what a Baal betochen is. He's someone who has that feeling of menuchas hanefesh that a Baal betochen is.
Purpose of
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm reading six words in the Shara Betochen. I'm not starting to go push stills and comparisons and ifs. I'm telling you what Betochen is, according to the Bara Betochen. It's that feeling you feel when you feel safe and secure. I could have that feeling in my father. I could have that feeling in the bank manager as well. You know that you need a loan desperately. And you know that the bankman happens to be your father. So you're not that worried about getting a loan. Other people sitting in the waiting room are pretty anxious out. He feels perfectly secure when he walks in there. He's got what he needs. Now we said, you don't have a token in the bank manager, but we have a token in a lot of things. You'll see as you go through here. We have a token in many, many things. We're not even talking about betochen in Hashem yet. We hopefully we've got the message that we're talking about Hashem. About it's the definition of mechus habetochen, not hatoelet. Up to now we've been talking about the benefits of betochen is you'll have menuchas hanefesh. We're defining now what is betochen. It's that feeling you have where you feel calm and relaxed because everything's taken care of.
Gives you
however, you need some. Don't get, yes, don't get confused. Just have a, now you've got it. Okay. That's what he said right in the beginning. There's no such thing as a person who doesn't have betochen in something. The guy that's got an anxiety disorder, I understand him better. I understand the guy with an anxiety disorder much better that's sitting in this room. And he can't concentrate because he's worried the roof's going to fall down. He might get, he might understand. Well, we're all sitting here calmly. I don't understand. Why are you so calm? Because you trust something. You're trusting statistics. You're trusting the cover line. Whatever it is you're trusting. You're trusting something, and that's what's giving you your manifest message.
You know,
that's betochen. Betochen is that feeling I feel safe now because the roof's not going to fall down.
Basically, what you said, has to go somewhere. If not,
He said that. The famous Lavov said that right in the beginning. Yeah. Here we go.
So it's almost like the way we've been built, the betochen is going to fall on something.
It's in the doctor, it's iron.
No, but I'm saying there is nowhere where it's not in something. It has to be either in a champion or the other thing. But
it's impossible for a person to be freed of worries unless he has betochen in Hashem. If you're not trusting Hashem, he's trusting something else, which means you're going to trust something. But the only time you really have menuchas hanefesh is if you trust in Hashem, and we'll see why. Statistics. Why can't you have Menuchas HaNefesh from Daigas, if you're trusting all those things. But those things tend to let you down. And as we go through, we'll see that you can only really have trust in Hashem.
Daigas is when you're not putting in either place.
Then you don't have trust in Hashem.
Or the actual
Menuchas. Well, even if you trust statistics, there should be a little bit of anxiety there because you really can't trust statistics, can you? Because statistics aren't 100%. The only thing that's 100%, we're going to see, we'll learn the sugya properly. The only thing that's 100% is Hashem. The most loving, caring father who's your bank manager, okay, can lose his job tomorrow. So you can never be 100% secure even there. The kid who's waiting to cross the road, whose father's holding his hand, can never be 100% secure because dad could drop dead at any moment. You know what I'm saying? There's never 100%. There's always something there that's going to tickle your anxiety. Just use it as a marshal. But I pointed that out because up to now we've been seeing a Menuchas HaNefesh is some kind of a side benefit to Betochen, and now he's saying it is Betochen itself. Okay. He's completely relying on the person that he trusts. So what's he relying on? This person that I'm trusting, he'll do what is good for me. But in that area that I trust him. You trust the doctor, so you calm and relax because the doctor is going to do what's best for you. According to this person's abilities and his knowledge of what's good for you. If I don't know what's good for you, then I could be the most altruistic person giving you everything you need. It could be the worst thing for you. It's going to be someone else who knows what's good for you. The Ika, that via that, as a result of that, the Tochen will be firmly entrenched in a person's mind. Without this, the Tochen doesn't have any reality. Who's there? This is what you got to get clear. Your mind has to be clear, trusting. This thing that you trust in, he will do what he said he would and will keep his promises. He said he's going to do something, he'll do it. You have to be 100% sure that he's going to do it. And not only that, but he'll go beyond the letter of the law. He'll even do things for you that he never promised. He may never obligate himself to do them, but you have to have this clear. This thing that you trust in. First of all, he's going to keep his word. And second of all, he's going to do more than he said. Why is that important? We'll see. Very important that. But those two pieces need to be in place. Why is it important that he'll do for you more than he promised? What's wrong with just whatever the guy said he'll do, and you know that's it. You walk out of the bank, you don't have to any worry because it's taken care of. The money's already in your account. Yeah, or you go see a donor, the guy says, I'll send you a check. You know, it's going to take 40 phone calls to get the check from the guy. Mm. No, this guy says, I'm sending you a check, the money's in the bank, you can spend it already. That's betochen, yeah? But why do I need this extra piece? He pledged $1 million, and you get $1.5 million in your account. You're asking for the extra 500. Where is that from? No, you have to trust that he'll do even that. Otherwise, that's not betochen. Why? So he explains here in the Pisach HaLev, the Ma'apel HaNefesh says, because if you don't have a tochen, that Hashem will take care of you even beyond the strict letter of the law, you might think that I'm not deserving that Hashem will do all this goodness for me. And that'll start interfering your tochen because you'll think, well, yeah, for sure, Hashem, I can take care of when I'm doing the right thing, but if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, Hashem won't take care of me. The yachdil mitoch Hashem as well, so that you won't have a token in Hashem. But if you believe Hashem meitiv lo gam im lo roi lakach, you'll have a token that Hashem will do for you, even if you don't deserve it. Rabotach v'Hashem chesed yisraveinu afilu rosh hagomu. That's how we paskin. Machlekes, we paskin like that. According to the Chofetz Chaim says, we paskin like the Vilna Goyim. Someone who's trusting Hashem, chesed surrounds him. Afinu rosh hagomel. So no one has a rosh hagomel. You can have a token, even if you don't feel that it's right for it. As ye Lord, Tomin Batochen Molabashem, then your Batochen can be clear. That's why you need this extra piece. Off you go.
So how does this work with if this is my premise, then I don't have to look both ways before I cross the street. I just cross the street and Shlomo take care of me.
No, because not no, once again, you're stepping into the world of the studless, and he's going to discuss that exact muscle. What, those are the things that it's also tempered to. So we have to learn the whole studio. We said
wildly.
But that's Hilchus Ishtadlis. That's Hilchus Ishtadlis. Nothing to do with the Tochen.
I can't separate.
I know you can't. That's why we're here. We're going to help you slowly tease apart those things. But they are separate things. At the point they touch, he'll deal with them where they touch. We'll deal with it. If you do that, he says, either Hashem will do a miracle and save you and you'll come out of your skus in Olam Haba, or you'll get whacked for committing suicide. That's just to answer your question. Okay, but we'll get there, we'll deal with it. We just started off defining what Batochen is. We haven't unleashed anything yet. Okay. No. They never ever touch. We'll see. Yeah, but the parallel sometimes touch. Yeah, you'll see they don't really touch. You're left. Okay, that's it. What's the hardest thing to deal with in Batochen? Ishtadlis. If you never ever had to make Ishtadlis, Batochen would be a breeze. Mabaya. It's the Ishtadlis that interferes with Batochen the whole time. Fine. So that's all it is. So put that aside for now. Get there. Let him teach us the book. Like you're learning Hilchus Shabbos, yeah? And they tell you there are 39 malachas and you've got a kashi in Boire somewhere. We're just listing the 39 malachas now. It's going to kashi in Boire. So just slowly. Let him tell us what he wants to tell us. Okay, what we're gonna do now is we're gonna go through seven things that somebody that you want to trust in, these qualities this person has to have. Now again, I'm not learning this like a rush ball because this is hard stuff. What's the subtle difference between this? What's the subtle difference between that one? And Eloyo done. Well, it's fairly obvious. We come up to roots here, but you need the Rebbe Kiva egg on the rush board to get through this safer property. Okay? This is a hard, hard safer. And we just want to get some kind of a sense of an overview and where it touches us and is relevant to us. That's what you're trying to do here. You start hair splitting, yeah, which is, I'm more than happy that you do that. You have to learn the safer like you learn Rashi. I'm not saying not. Rashi of Chumash even. About Zed Lo Atafkit Shelanu. What we can do and what we can discuss and what we can see, and if we're going to do this next month, I'll come a little bit better prepared. We will look into some of the stuff. Don't make your cup on me. Got it? Okay. And if you do, don't worry, I'll set you straight. The things that cause you to be able to trust a person, other people now, we're not talking stuff about Hashem. There's seven things that you need in order to trust anybody. The goyim arishonu, harachamim ha'av v'chemlo. This person has to have rachamim, av, and chemlo. Again, what does he use, sir? Rachamim, chemlo, v'av. Same in the original. Ki kasha adam mafchin b'chaveire shu marachim v'chemlo alav. Hu batach bo. When you have a look at your friend and you see, wow, this guy, Mama, she really cares for me. He's taking care of me. He's got my back. He's really a merciful, caring person. You trust him. And he'll fulfill whatever requests you ask him with, whatever you bother him with, he'll help you. You need a ride to this train station. For sure, you ask him because he'll take you to the train station. If he can't, he'll organize a taxi for you. This guy cares about you. He loves you. And he's a very merciful, caring person. If that's missing, well, then you're only off the ground. Maybe do one more. He recognizes in his friend that as a result of the love he has for him, not only that he doesn't take his mind off you, he doesn't stop thinking and concerning himself about you, he also doesn't ever refrain from fulfilling your requests. He himself, out of his own free will, decides to do things for you, even before you ask. Ein lo betochen mole. Because if it's not clear to you that this is the kind of person you're dealing with, your betochen is not male. You have some betochen, but it's not full. Because he knows that the guy doesn't concern himself too much about me. And he also doesn't always fulfill my requests. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But when it's clear to you, when it's clear that the person you're trusting has these two midas, he has enormous mercy, concern for you. And he's very, very interested and involved in taking care of all your interests. As blisofik, without a sofik, it's fitting to trust him. What do you need? Another five? Okay, we'll get them, it's a shema. But in the meantime, those are the two things that this person has to have. Not enough, you find him up and ask him for a favor. He does a favor. He said that's one. Yes, he loves you. The second one, he's thinking about you. Like, oh, you wanted this favor. You know what? I just heard about something. You know, I went to the library and I took out books about your problem and I'm busy looking at them. And I'm looking at it. And I think maybe try this because he's thinking about you and he cares about you all the time. Somebody's doing that. I don't even trust him. But there's another five things that are missing still. So those are the two preconditions. Yeah, so far.